You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Jeff Forrest, the founder and creative force behind Stack Lab, a multidisciplinary design studio based in Toronto, Canada, but distributed worldwide. Jeff, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Hey, good to have you as well. So why did you choose to go into independent business, and why did you start Stack Lab when you could have worked for another company?
That's a two-part question. My family are in business, and I've always had a strong support network in that way. I think we all have an appetite for risk and thrive on it. And the second thing is that I had a bit of an issue with my schooling in architecture school. I never really, with the exception of a few key professors that were very formative, I thought that the way that the programs were taught were limiting, and I was never really able to bring my ideas to full fruition. So I just kind of started to crave control and doing things my own way. And so in my final semester of my master's degree, I took off on a motorcycle trip, moved to Toronto, and started essentially working for myself and never looked back.
Fantastic. So what would success mean to you?
Well, my definition of success has changed dramatically since I started this business. And I would say that the traditional ideas, you know, financial security, stability, all those things are obviously appealing to me. And I think about them because I want to grow the business. But really the driver, the thing that I use to define it is being able to do work that interests me with people I admire. And that's both at a personal level and at a business level. We collaborate a lot. I really, really enjoy, again, speaking back to the idea of why I got into Stack Lab in the first place, I enjoy the idea of treating this business like school. So we take on projects that are out of our comfort zone. We collaborate with people who are the best at what they do in order to see projects through. And that is extremely exciting to me. And being able to sit at that table, in my mind, defines success. I think that attitude will evolve over time, and the scale of project, the scale of those relationships will change. But ultimately, the theme is always there. And I should say that I joke constantly in the studio that my ultimate end game goal is to work with Kanye West. that's the goal.
Tell me what interests you. Where does your interest lie?
We put a lot of attention into material design research, technology, trying to marry interesting processes with interesting materials. Essentially, we try to problem solve. And come up with fresh ideas in our business. And so the interest is really getting clients that have an appetite to do something different, which we're finding to be the case more and more these days, especially in a city like Toronto, where there's a sort of ubiquitous style, this waterfront condo development style, which is sort of quick and dirty, a lot of that green glass and gray brick. And furniture wise, a lot of sort of purchases from design within reach and that sort of thing. We appeal to people that want to try something completely bespoke and that has a little bit of an inventive quality to it. And so that's where our interests are, and then pursuing those clients and getting them to trust us and invest in us is really the goal and where we thrive.
Today we are joined by Jeff Forrest, the founder and creative force behind Stack Lab, a multidisciplinary design studio based in Toronto, but distributed worldwide here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Jeff, you seem to love challenges. You mentioned that earlier. I liked how you mentioned most of us have an appetite for risk. What challenges you the most?
I think that given that we're still a young business, a major challenge is finding the right people internally to work with us who have the right skill set. Again, I mean, we're not a large architecture firm, we're not a large industrial design firm, and a lot of people out of school or that are veterans typically want to start out working for bigger organizations, and so we have to pay a lot of attention to who we meet and what kind of opportunities we can give them. So I think the big challenge is, of course, to find the clients that that can give us the opportunities and then really sell them to those people who can help us execute. Bringing people internally into the business who have the right skill set that want to work for a little guy and not for a big architecture or industrial design firm is can sometimes be a challenge, although in the last year or so, we've assembled a really, really good team, and we're now experiencing a lot of successes that way internally. And where we fall short internally, we can always collaborate with outside people who are experts in their field. But just generally speaking, the nature of our business is taking challenge and trying to figure out what to do with them, and it's a huge rush.
And lastly, what is the best business advice that you've ever received?
Well, my business partner and mentor in the very beginning was very adamant about not growing the business too quickly. He encouraged me to take projects that I thought were fun and close to our MO and mandate instead of taking expedient projects that would just bring in cash right away. He's a very patient investor in that regard, and I think saw greater upside in developing a brand that was true to a type of work. And so I kind of calmed down and just stopped being overly aggressive and sort of anxious about making money and focused on producing good work for the right type of client that suit our business and our brand. And that was such valuable advice, and I'm greatly indebted to him for that.
Certainly has been good to catch up with you. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Stack Lab online?
Well, we're available through all the main social media streams, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and that information can be found on our website at www.stacklab.ca, stacklab.ca. And for direct contact to me or the team, you can reach us at info@stacklab.ca by email.
Very good. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you and the company.
Thank you very much.
We've been speaking with Jeff Forrest, the founder and creative force behind Stack Lab, a multidisciplinary design studio based in Toronto, but distributed worldwide. And once again, the website of reference is stacklab.ca. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.